City Sport with Peter McDowell. City Talk 105.9.
Evening, you okay?
Yeah, very well, thanks. David Price is here and star of the show at Anfield last night, which I'm sure you spotted as well.
Well, he was, wasn't there? There wasn't much competition, to be honest. We started the show last night. I'm just grateful we got through. But as I said, I mean, obviously I was in the dressing room that time. But, you know, we got a great reception and deservedly so.
Can you give us a bit of an impression into, you know, the lads at Liverpool, particularly the local lads, and how they were keeping an eye on his fortunes out in Beijing?
Well, I think, obviously, we played football, say myself and Steven Gerrard, but I think it's a big, you know, boxing tradition in Liverpool alongside football, so we're as big into that as we are as football, and, you know, things vice versa with David and the rest of the, you know, the local boxers. And as I said, I just think everyone's just made up how well he's done. He's, you know, made the city proud as well. To come home from a medal from the Olympics is obviously a dream for the lads. And as I said, we're all very passionate about our city. I mean, like to see one of our own do well. And I mean, you know, I'm sure one of his dreams as a youngster was to go to the Olympics and experience, but to, you know, actually come back and get a medal is, you know, something that he'll only remember for the rest of his life.
I don't know whether he wants to swap places with you and be a centre-half for Liverpool, Dave. Maybe you can tell James me what the eventual dream was for you.
I should have his shirt now.
23 price it should be, yeah. What about the fight itself, Jamie? Were you watching them in the canteen? Did you watch them at home? How did you catch them?
Well, I watched the last one in the cafe that got the bronze, and the other ones I watched in my mum's, and one we watched at you know, but at the training ground as well. So I was a bit everywhere actually. But I mean, I remember the first time I seen him. On the TV, the BBC, I think it was Gabby Logan, said, you know, we've got a character on our hands. And I think that was, you know, that's just typical, you know, a Liverpool lad. I mean, I think his interviews afterwards were as entertaining as his boxing match. And also his celebrations after the first fight were definitely entertaining as well.
He was talking about, you know, the cocoon that is the Olympic Village. I mean, did you realise that Liverpool superstars were watching you and hanging on you everywhere, Pricey?
No, not at all. The physio was there from Liverpool, Louise. Jamie probably knows her. And she was saying, oh, I've had sex through off such and such. And that I didn't realise, but I came out of the house one night in the village and I seen two little fellas walking along in Argentina shirts. And I went, oh, my God, that's Messi there and Mascherano. So I went over to Mascherano and I went, Javier. And he looked at me. He got a fright. I don't think he's seen anyone my size since Crouchy left Liverpool. Just some big shadow appeared over him, and I went, I'm from Liverpool, blah, blah, talking to him, and he was great. I was made up to see him over there. Mm. That was the night before I beat that Russian as well, and he wished me luck and whatever. So, yeah, it's just great getting all the messages of support, especially off me heroes, which are the Liverpool players, and especially Carragher, Jamie and Gerrard as well.
I suppose it put it all in perspective last night, and as you say, Jamie, you were in the half-time break and had more important things to worry about at that stage. But Pricey's reception was much better than the two Liverpool lads from the Anfield crowd for his bronze medal.
Well, to be honest, when we had like an itinerary in the changing room before the game, but in the Champions League, and it tells you what's happening before the game, and I seen that they were going out for the medals, and that I said to Lucas and Mascherano, you used to get booed for leaving us for the first three games. Our fans don't really care too much for international football, so I said, you better be careful. Price is going to get the great reception, you're going to get booed off. So I'm glad he got the reception, deservedly so.
The actual makeup of Liverpool as a city, I mean, as you said, you know, they're crazy about the boxing, they're crazy about the football as well. Tony Dodson, our super middleweight, was on last week saying it should be that, you know, Liverpool's crowd are completely appreciative of what the boxers are trying to achieve. Because you as footballers, you know, you're really interested in their sport as well, aren't you?
Yeah, we are, and to be honest, I mean, you know, ours is a team game, so I mean, it's a lot more difficult when you're doing it on your own, and you know, sometimes I can afford a bad performance and someone to help me out, but I think, you know, the boxing game, you're just looking after yourself, it's all on you, and, you know, and to be fair, we probably get a lot more publicity, and probably I'd say the boxers probably put a lot more work and dedication than we do, actually, so I mean, as I said, I mean, my hats off to them, greatest respect, and, you know, the work has probably gone in to get them to, you know, do the Olympics, you know, training every day, and the amount of training they do is probably a lot harder than ours, so we're probably very fortunate that, you know, the game that we're in gets a lot more publicity and probably a lot more financial rewards, but they obviously put a lot more work in, I think.
Well, Jamie, we can't let you go without asking how heavy your legs are after last night. Probably put in slightly more work than you would have hoped for in the end, didn't you?
Yeah, but that's, you know, you're playing to play in the Champions League. It's the biggest competition in the world. And, you know, you played another couple of hours to make sure you got there. And as I said, it was a tough game, tough battle. They were, you know, a good side, and probably a few bumps and bruises this morning. Hopefully, you know, we'll recover over the next few days and move on to Aston Villa. And as I said, hopefully, you know, we can look forward to the draw now.
Great stuff. Well, Pricey's here. I'm sure you'd like to say something to Jamie, wouldn't you, Dave?
Yeah, just thanks a lot for your support, Jamie. And I think half them players last night on that pitch were my size. Yeah. For that standard Leeds, they were a big, big, strong team, and you know, well done last night, and best of luck for the season, and I hope you do well, because it'll make my year anyway.
All right, cheers, lad. I could have done with you last night alongside. You helped me out.
Great stuff, Jamie. Really appreciate that. Thanks for your time.
Okay, cheers, boys.
Cheers, mate. City Sport with Peter McDowell. City Talk 105.9.